You giants have been flying around your planet watching you. Some of these giants actually come from inside the Earth. We've recommended a book a number of times. It's in the recent P Times, the one that's called Are You Ready for Change? Under Reality Expanders. This was a book was originally called Secrets from Inside the Earth or something. It's been reissued, something about visitors from Atlantis or something, I'm not certain. By the author is Brinsley Lepore Trench, and he did his research in the 50s and 60s, published in the 70s, and he concluded he was not a UFO believer by any means, shape or form. And then he became a true believer as he began to really look at the subject and discover remnants of the Atlantean tunnel system and remnants of the giants and remnants of these cultures. And he came to the conclusion, he said way back then, along with many others, that these beings migrated, and this is very true, they migrated to inside the Earth, and they are still a viable culture inside the Earth. And his conclusion was, and this is partially true, that some of the UFOs, he thought all the UFOs, but we'll say some of the UFOs that you see checking out the surface people come from inside the Earth. Some of them are visiting from other dimensions and have set up bases, and they can literally change their molecular structure and move through substance, water, mountains, and some of them have mountains disguised in such a way that large doors open and ships literally pass into bunkers inside the mountains. If you had the natural gift of telemetry, if you were able to look inside the ground, inside the water, see inside mountains, you'd probably have quite a start. You'd probably be frightened because you do not expect these, quote, natural untouched areas to be developed. And they are, let's say, hidden fortresses, hidden complexes, hidden bases inside all kinds of land. So the whole giant issue is sort of creeping out very slowly, a probable reality that is that could press itself on the surface people. Is that right now you're worried about trade agreements with Colombia and Venezuela and South America and Cold War tactics with Russia and NATO and Eastern Europe and what's going on in Africa and China and India and Pakistan has nukes and all these things. But you may have to come to some shocking realizations, and it may leak out into the public because it simply cannot be contained, that you may have to come develop some sort of major peace and trading treaties with those who live inside the Earth. Some of them are very giant in stature. Some of them are more troll-like and what you call bad beings. Some of them would be more along your lines, and you wonder, how do they live? How do they survive? Well, consciousness is totally creative. Energy is creative, and with intention and invention and imagination, solutions are found. And solutions, of course, to any situation are always encoded on gamma rays. Gamma rays are read by the mind, the cochlea, the spiral bit of bone inside your ear. It acts like a Morse code collector. It picks these beats up, and the information would be stored on the gamma rays in geometric shapes, so to speak. Little combinations of all kinds of little geometries floating. It would be, sometimes you have sparkles, you know, you fill something up with sparkles or little things that sparkle. This would be a way of picturing this type of information that flows through everything. And let's say beings work with you, the sun works with you and reads you. That if you are reaching a crisis point and need a solution, the solution can be sent on the gamma rays. The cochlea translates the beat of that by sound, purely by sound and by shape, and then that feeds the information into it, enters into the, it enters by subconscious. So gamma ray information enters the same way that propaganda and advertising enters, through the unconscious mind, the same way dreams enter through the unconscious mind, and then they get stored